Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Maybe it was the early start, maybe it was a hostile environment, a travel day yesterday, maybe it was all the above, but the Barracuda just never found their game this afternoon, and they fall eventually by a final score 4-2 at the hands of the Calgary Wranglers. With the loss, San Jose is now 20-32, 9-2 on the year. They stay put at 51 points. The Wranglers improved to 34, 23, 5-3. They're up to 76 points, and now in the lone spot, no longer tied with Bakersfield in the division at the fifth positioning. And for Calgary, they can clinch a playoff berth as soon as tonight, depending on if a few things fall in their favor. They're going to the playoffs. There's no question about it. But again, they can secure a spot as early as this evening. Let's recap this one. It wasn't a great start for the Barracuda. In fact, they wouldn't record a shot until about the 9-minute mark of the first, and they play behind for the entirety of the game because on the first shot of the game, a bank attempt would find its way in by Rory Cairns from below the goal line. He'd throw it off of Magnus Crona. It'd go off of Crona in, and the Wranglers were off and running up 1-0 on Cairns' 13th of the year. The opposing blue line picked back up by Cairns. Cairns over the line. There's a shot coming down the right flank by Clark Bishop, and they score. Cairns puts it past Crona just 49 seconds into the first period. The Wranglers jump out to a 1-0 lead. Barracuda, right from the opening faceoff in that first period, were on their heels. They were outshot in the first 13-7. They take the only two minor penalties, and on the second kill of the period, Jeremy Poirier would score from the point. A shot that Magnus Crona is probably going to save 99% of the time. It just went right off his glove. He saw it all the way, hit off his glove, ends up going in, and it was a microcosm of how the game was going to continue along and how the game was going to transpire in the afternoon. 17-12 the time of the goal for Poirier, and the Wranglers with that goal would jump out to a 2-0 lead in this first period. Back around the wall. Now from well out, Crona had it go off his glove and in. Poirier from well out. And it was just misplayed by Crona. That's a save he's going to make 99% of the time. That just banked off of his glove, makes its way in, and the Wranglers take a 2-0 lead in to the intermission. In the second, the Wranglers would essentially pick right up where they left off in the first. At 5:48, a beautiful sequence of passes would end up on the stick of Ben Jones, and Jones would put it in on a wide-open net for his 21st of the year, and Calgary had a 3-0 lead in the second period. The Barracuda would finally get a bit of life in that second period, late with 21 seconds remaining in the second frame on their third power play of the second. A fortuitous bounce would end up on the stick of Cole Castles, and Castles would rip it home for his 10th of the year to make it 3-1 at the time. His spot, so the Cuda under the third power play of the period and the game. Looking to cut into the lead, seam pass bouncing around, and they score. Cole Castles, off a fortuitous bounce, has the Barracuda on the board. It was not intended to him, but it bounced right to his stick, and he beats Connor Murphy. Connor Murphy, no chance to make the save on that one, and the Barracuda were on the board. So you thought, maybe can they build some momentum off that late goal? They go into the third, and it was really more the same in the third period. Neither team had a ton of chances in the third. At one point late in the period, shots were even at 4-4. The final shots in the period end up being 11-9 in favor of the Cuda. And the Wranglers would get a goal that was waved off from Adam Klapka, and Klapka would ultimately seal it with an empty netter at 17:51, his 20th of the year. Barracuda would make it a little bit interesting with just over a minute to go in regulation as Ethan Cardwell will pull the puck out of a pile off a faceoff draw and find Brandon Coe on the back post, and Coe would put it home for his 12th goal of the year. For Coe, heating up. Goals in four of his last five. Off the draw, Cardwell, far side, and Brandon Coe scores. So we're not quite done. Coe's got another goal. He's got his 12th of the year, his fourth over his last five games. That's an outstanding setup from Cardwell. Good setup from Cardwell, but too little too late as the Barracuda fall by a final score of 4-2. Cuda now 4-3 against the Wranglers this season. They have dropped the last two games. These clubs will close out the eight-game set on Sunday afternoon, beginning at 12 o'clock is our puck drop time, Pacific time, with an 11:30 pregame show. Final shots this afternoon, 32-29 in favor of Calgary. Each team goes 1-for-3 on the power play, but the Wranglers really just dominated pace of play for what felt like the entirety of this game. The Barracuda just never found their legs. They had sequences near the end. It felt like maybe they were getting something going. But no question, the Wranglers were the better team here this afternoon. Magnus Crona suffers the loss. He makes 28 stops, does Crona. And now his record stands on the season in the AHL at 5-16-4. He has no wins in his last six games played. The winning goaltender is Connor Murphy. Back-to-back wins for him. He's now 1-1 against the Cuda on the year, and he's 3-2-2 on the season. He was pretty sharp when tested. He finishes the afternoon with 27 saves, does Murphy. Let's go over our three stars. Murphy is our number three star. Again, the 27 stops, made some timely saves, especially late. A beautiful stop really comes to mind on Jack Thompson late when Thompson busted in, worked to the backhand, and Murphy thwarted him with the blocker. He is the number three star. As Murphy, the number two star is Rory Karens, scored early, did Karens his 13th goal of the year. It came on the first shot of the game for Karens. He is the number two star, plus one rating, one shot on net for him. And the number one star is Jeremy Poirier. Poirier had that second goal on the power play late in the first period. Poirier finishes his afternoon with six shots on net, a team-high six shots, and the one goal. Game length this afternoon, 2 hours, 31 minutes, 6,405 shot. Great crowd here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. They're expecting a pretty good crowd again on Sunday for the rematch between these two clubs. Barracuda off tomorrow, but back on the ice here in Calgary on Sunday. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 11:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch live, of course, on AHLTV.com. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you watched or listened. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Sunday, and we'd like to wish those who celebrate an early Happy Easter, which of course is coming up this Sunday as well. Until Sunday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long until next time from the Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.